Atmanam yasya vadishtam,
aivena pohitam
dajte nám obyťom tvojho.
Deva sarana ro, deva sarana ro nyava,
deva sarana ro nyava,
nesvarosti akashtana,
nesvarosti akashtana,
atmano nyasya vadishta,
atmano nyasya vadishta,
dajte nám obyťom tvojho.
Deva,
Deva,
the demigods,
the demigods.
Asura,
Asura,
the demons,
the demons.
Nara,
Nara,
humans,
humans.
Anya,
Anya,
anyone else,
anyone else.
Va,
Va,
either,
either.
Na,
Na,
not.
Not.
Ishvara,
Ishvara,
supreme controller,
supreme controller.
Ashti,
Ashti,
is.
Is
Iha,
Iha,
in this world,
in this world.
Kashtana,
Kashtana,
anyone,
anyone.
Atmana,
Atmana,
one's own,
one's own.
Anyasya,
Anyasya,
another's,
another's.
Va,
Va,
either,
either.
Dishnam,
Dishnam,
destiny,
destiny.
Daivena,
Daivena,
which is given by the Supreme Lord.
Which is given by the Supreme Lord.
Ohitum,
Ohitum,
to undo.
To undo.
The bayo,
bayo,
of both of them.
Of both of them.
Translation. Maya Dhanava said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, and for both oneself and others cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone, whether one be a demigod, demon, a human being, or anyone else. Report, the Supreme Lord is one, Krishna, the Vishnu Tattva. Krishna expands himself into Vishnu Tattva personal expansions, Vamsha, who control everything. Maya Dhanava said, however I plan, you plan, or both of us plan, the Lord has planned what is to happen. No one's plan would be successful without his sanction. We may make our own various plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, it will never be successful. Hundreds and millions of plans are made by all kinds of living entities. Without the sanction of the Lord, they are futile. So we'll read text 63 as well. When the dead bodies of the demons came in touch with the nectar, their bodies became invincible to thunderbolts. Endowed with great strength, they got up like lightning penetrating clouds. Seeing Lord Shiva very much aggrieved and disappointed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, considered how to stop this nuisance created by the Maya Dhanava. Then Lord Brahma became a calf, and Lord Vishnu a cow. And at noon, they entered the residences and drank all the nectar in the well. The demons could see the calf and cow, but because of the illusion created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons could not forbid them. The great mystic Maya Dhanava became aware that the calf and cow were drinking the nectar, and he could understand this was to be the unseen power of providence. Thus he spoke to the demons who were grievously lamenting. Today's verse. Maya Dhanava said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone, whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being, or anyone else. Om Agyan Tamirandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Chaksudamanitam Jainatasmai Sigurave Namo. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam, Shtapitam, Jayabhutale, Shwayangu, Prakaranam, Tantaswam, Daishi Krishna Chaitanya, Guru, Nityananda, Shadvayati, Guru, Shivasana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear how Lord Krishna saves his devotee Lord Shiva. That's the essence of the show. As Maya Dhanavas created so many problems, and Lord Shiva is put in an embarrassing situation, and the Lord, as Bhakta Vatsala, kind and caring and loving towards his devotees, he rectifies the situation. He saves his devotee, Shiva. Sometimes, the Lord, he puts his best of devotees into awkward or difficult or dangerous. Or sometimes a devotee is put into a life-threatening situation. And then Krishna saves them. This is to demonstrate to all of us, young and old, neophyte, intermediate, advanced, how the Lord is always the well-wisher and protector of his devotee. And these lessons are especially pertinent to the members of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, because sometimes, often, it is our mission to preach Krishna consciousness, and preaching involves certain risk. So these pastimes are to give faith to the devotees that the Lord will always be there to protect them for the most important service of spreading the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The material world, no doubt, is a dangerous place. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. There's actually danger at every step. And therefore, the living entities are always in anxiety, because this is a prominent feature. It's a most prominent feature of the material world. It's dangerous, and as a result, everyone's always in a fearful condition. Prabhupada one time commented that out of the four principles of material existence, eating, sleeping, mating, and fighting, which he sometimes described as defending, or sometimes as fearing, eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing, there's some purpose where it's fearing, this is the most prominent feature, fear. We would think, oh, eating, what we spend half our time sleeping, everyone's involved in trying to attract the opposite sex. This seems like the most prominent feature of London, the world. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy in this world. But interestingly enough, Prabhupada said the most prominent feature, everyone's afraid. And we can see that even if you study beautiful nature. Sometimes we want to get away from it all, so we go to nature to relax. But you watch the animals, how fearful they are. Jivo, jivasa, jivanam. One living entity is food for another living entity. In that chain of species of life, you know, you're always superior to somebody. You can always devour somebody less strong than you. But watch out. There's always somebody more powerful than you ready to eat you up. Who's going to eat up the human beings? The aliens. One time they asked my god sister Kishori, she asked them. They were in Hawaii. And there's always these reports of these flying saucers coming out of the volcanoes in Hawaii. Hawaii's actually a big volcano. So Kishori asked Prabhupada, are they real? These flying saucers and these unidentified flying objects, are they real? Prabhupada said, yes, but they are not friendly. So jivo jivasa jivanam. There's always some predator. Of course, I don't know if aliens exist or not. I guess other Buddhists said they do, but you know, there's your neighbors, there's the other village, there's the next city, there's the country, the next country over, they want to invade. Jivo, jivasa, jivanam. So everyone's always in a very fearful condition. But Prabhupada said that devotees, they don't have to be afraid of danger. Devotees shouldn't be afraid of danger. We can just take one verse spoken by Lord Shiva himself during the final battle in the Ramayana, when Ram is about to shoot his arrow into the heart of Ravana. It was the climax of the entire battle. Lanka, the palace of Ravana. He fixed his arrow. And Ravana was actually a very great devotee of Lord Shiva, because Shiva, he sometimes gives benedictions to the devotees. He's a great devotee, but he has this thankless task of being in charge of those in the mode of ignorance. So sometimes he gives them benedictions. So many demons worship Shiva. So Shiva, he was up in the heavenly planets, and Mother Parvati was on his lap, and she was watching the scene on the earth planet where Ravana was about to be killed by Ram. So she said, "Apati, look, your great devotee is about to be killed by Ramchandra. You should intervene and save him." So Shiva is the greatest of devotees. He said, "Devi, Rakhe Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you." Like this. So, if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. Devotees have this faith. Of course, our faith is manifest at different levels. Our depth of faith is manifest according to our level of advancement in Krishna consciousness. We have the beginner, we have the intermediate devotee, we have the advanced devotee. So they're known as such according to the depth of their knowledge and their faith in Krishna. So devotees, they know either they have jnana or vijnana. They know from the shastra, they realize that Krishna will always protect them because they're the Lord's emissary. They are the Lord's representatives and they are doing the work of the Lord. Devotee's not independent. A devotee's whole life is for the pleasure of Krishna. What is the Lord's desire? It's very clear what the Lord's desire is in this age. Krishna varnam tusha krishnam shangupanga shaparshadam yagnai senkitan payar yajantihi shumereshakala. According to our ability, to our capacity, we're all meant to serve the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are actually representing the Lord. The Lord came here 500 years ago for the sole purpose. Of course, he had a dual purpose, but he came for the purpose of inaugurating the chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And people receive this chanting in different ways. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, "My dear Lord, your holy name is all auspicious." But when it's chanted, the devotees become enlivened, but the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. It's like if there's some danger, a police officer comes, you're very happy, but the criminal runs away. So there's different attitudes and different reactions to this phenomena of chanting the holy names of the Lord. It creates a bit of a dangerous thing. Devotees, they always feel protected because they know the Lord is desiring this chanting. He's giving the mercy that the chanting can spread, and he will protect those who assist him in any way, big or small. So danger is never meant for devotees for two reasons. Number one, we don't have to fear because it's not meant for us. And number two, that even if there is a dangerous moment, the Lord will protect a devotee. The danger is not meant for devotees can be understood by the fact that danger and its resultant injury or death does not appear by chance. Danger is there because a person or persons in their past were sinful. It's a basic tenet of our philosophy. The human form of life is a life of responsibility, and we are held accountable for our actions. Animals are not held accountable for what they do. Just like in Vedic culture, children, ladies, cows, and old people and brahmanas were not held accountable. They were considered innocent. They're not held accountable. But those who were responsible, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the leaders of society, etc., they were held responsible for their actions. So in general, human beings are held responsible for what they do. It's a promise that human life is a life of responsibility. So if we do something pious, we get a pious result. If we do something impious, we get a impious result. So it stands to reason that if you're materialistic, if you're sinful, you're going to get a reaction. And if you're a devotee who doesn't even perform pious activity, devotees are not interested in performing pious activity. Mam chayo vibhicharayana bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. Devotees are engaged in transcendental activity. They're engaged in devotional service to the Lord. One who engages in this process of Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord, who doesn't deviate under any circumstances, Krishna says, he at once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. That means, like Jesus said, we're coming into December, the month of Christmas, Jesus Christ. A devotee is in this world, but he's not of this world. He's like the lotus flower. The lotus flower, if you look at the lotus flower, it's a very interesting thing. The lotus flower is always a little bit above the water. There's the green leaves, and the lotus flower itself never really touches the water. The stem of the lotus flower goes into the water and into the mud. And there it gets its nourishment. But the flower never actually touches the water. It's a little bit above. You swim out there and you pick the lotus flowers. There's one Kunda, Surabhi Kunda, in Vrindavan, where Kabodanda Saraswati was one of his places in Bhajan, it was Bhajan Kutir. So we went there one time. He had several places. One was near Kaliagat, and the other is Surabhikund, out towards Kamyavara. And I was amazed when I went there. I never saw a whole lake full of lotus flowers. You could hardly see the water. There were so many lotus flowers. They were so beautiful. So we all swam out. We were picking lotus flowers for Bhadashama Sundar, back in our Krishna Bhava Mandir. It actually is a knife sometimes. They weren't touching the water. So devotees like that, as Jesus said, in this world but not of this world, by dint of his devotional service, always being engaged in one of the nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Parisevanam, Arjanam, Pandam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Devotee is always busy as a bee in Krishna's service. No time for Maya, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, offering arati, praying, making friendships, becoming a good servant, trying to surrender everything to Krishna. He remains transcendental to them. He doesn't engage in philanthropic work. Philanthropic work is a temporary benefit. You give, perform devotional service. You want to help someone, give them knowledge, give them a book, invite them to the temple, save them from the repetition of birth and death with transcendental knowledge. So devotees, they don't engage in pious activity, which brings a result, like a good birth, or you're very intelligent, you have lots of money, you're very famous, but you're still stuck in the mud. Like my son said to me the other day, he had some marriage problems. And he's done quite well in business. He makes $1 million a year. He had a big house, a Mercedes car. He's quite known now in the business world in California. But there was some problems, married life, there were some problems. So he was a little bit down. He said, Peter,
stuck in the mud at 27 years of age. Okay, where's Chan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Take his beat. So devotees, identity of devotional service, they're not stuck in the mud. They remain transcendentals. They don't have to worry about, or to speak of worrying about, they're not engaged in pious activities, and what to speak of sinful activities. So they don't get these reactions. These dangerous situations are as a result of pious and impious activities. They're not meant for the devotees. They're meant for the mass of people. A criminal who's guilty of many crimes, he fears the government, but a normal citizen who follows the laws of the state has nothing to fear from the government. The same way, one who follows the laws of God, who's not sinful, has nothing to fear from God. But those who disobey God, especially those who are sinful, watch out. War, famine, pestilence, accidents, laws, court cases. Of course, it's a rare person who's sinless in this world. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada never performed one sinful activity. One time Prabhupada said, there was never a time I ever forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada never. Once, when Prabhupada was a little boy, he had typhoid fever, and the local doctor recommended chicken soup. Yuck. Chicken soup. So, out of desperation, because Prabhupada was actually dying, his father considered that this is an exceptional case. My son will die. So, they got chicken soup, and they put it to the boy's lips, and Prabhupada's reaction was to vomit and reject. So Prabhupada said, therefore, I never committed a sin. What about us? A certain portion of our life, we were ignorant of Krishna consciousness. Ignorance is no excuse, ultimately, so we did so many horrible things. But so therefore, can we expect the sinful reactions? Can we expect the dangerous situations? No. Because the process is such that if one surrenders to the Lord very kindly, he takes charge of our sinful reactions, so we have a clean slate. Sarva dharma parichaja mamekam saranam braja ham tam sarva papebhyo moksasi mahasuchaha. Alright, you've been bad, you just surrender unto me, I will protect you from all sinful reaction, do not fear. In the Ramayana, Lord Rama says, Sakrit eva papano yash tavashmiti chayachite abayam sagada tushmai tadamyam yetat patam mama. If one surrenders unto me, saying, my Lord, from this day on, I am fully surrendered unto you, I always give that devotee protection. So here you have, in England, you have Ram. Raghupati Rava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Just a short 45-minute drive away. You can drive out to Bhaktivedanta Manor. Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman Ki Jai. There you have Ram holding Dhanu with his pole. And if you're feeling a little unsure because of your past, or even your present desires, you can go and you can say, Sukrit eva papano yas tavashmiti jayachite abhayam sabada tasmai tadam mitad vatam mama. My Lord, from this day on, I am yours. Then he will think, because you won't be able to hear him speak yet, he will think, from this day on, I give you protection. As the Lord is doing. This is Abhay Mudra. You see Radharani, she has her hand like this. Sometimes Radharani is dancing,
Sometimes you're like this. So what does this mean? This is her Abhay Mudra. It means her blessing of fearlessness. My dear devotee, be blessed. Do not be fearful in this world of birth and death. When Brahma went to see Lord Krishna, Krishna, the first thing he said, Brahma, don't be afraid of the demons. So Krishna gives his benediction. Why? Because he sees the repentant nature of the devotee. It's not surprising that, you know, one comes to Krishna consciousness full of so many lusty desires and horrible, dirty, sinful reactions in the heart. That's not very surprising that we've acted like that because of bad association. We made the cardinal sin and we left the world. How do we relieve ourselves from the heavy burden which brings so much pain and suffering? Shiva's wife is called Rudrani. She who makes you cry forever. Durga, she makes you cry forever. This world. We're carrying that heavy burden. So what is the prayaschitta? What is the process of atonement for the souls of Kali Yuga? What is atonement? You just have to go before the Lord and say you're sorry. When we make a mistake, sometimes we make mistakes. Even we're initiated devotees, Baba said, the powerful material energy is so strong that sometimes it may slip up, make a mistake. What do? Sorry. We try not to do it again. Just repentance is actually our repentance, and then taking up the chanting of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
That appeal to the Lord softens the Lord's heart. He's our Father. I use another example of my son. Vaishnava. When he was a little boy, he was really bad one day. He was really naughty. He took all the clothes from the washing machine because he was angry at his mother for something. They were all wet. He dragged them outside and threw them in the mud. And he was stomping on them. I came around the corner and he went, and I was so angry. My new chatter. I went up to him, you? He had big tears in his eyes. He said, Pizza, I'm sorry. And I said, it's okay. We cannot deny the same sentiments to the Lord. Of course, since the Lord is pure. So he... What can you really do to appease the Lord? You have to repent. Sinners, repent. The principle is there. Sarva dharma paricchaya. Abandon all independence as other dharma things. Just simply surrender to me. You make that little effort in Krishna consciousness, I will take a step towards you, relieve you of that burden so you can. So we don't have to worry, you know, that these things that we've done, if that repented, we go to Lord Ram, and from this day on, I'm yours. I give my protection. And Nisringadev, in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, he says the same thing. Anyone who follows in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj and becomes a surrendered soul, I become that devotee's ward. It's a question of surrender. And the second reason that devotees don't have to feel, experience any danger, because the heart's cleansed, sinful reactions. So these dangerous situations are meant for others. They're not meant for the devotees. If something happens to a devotee, he takes it. This was Krishna's desire to teach me to become detached from this material world. I was getting a little bit complacent in devotional service. So, oh, whoa, Dukalayama Shashvatam. I forgot. I was getting a little complacent. I better... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. What if it's more than a slap? What if it's a tragedy? What if it's a tragedy in a devotee's life? Then we have to take shelter of Kunti. My Lord, let these calamities come again and again. Please, let them come. Because of these calamities, we're forced to take shelter of your lotus feet. And by taking shelter of your lotus feet, we never again have to see the repetition of birth and death. So whatever happens to a devotee is not destiny, it's Krishna's mercy. Because the destiny has been erased. When you go in kirtan and you clap your hands, Hari Bol, all the lines are erased.
All the karma is gone. So it's what happens to a devotee, it's strict, it's Krishna consciousness. We have to take it as Krishna's mercy. Some good fortune comes, let me dovetail it in Krishna's service. Some tragedy comes, Lord is very kind, teaching me to be detached, let me see the real nature of this world, and actually take shelter at Lord's feet. So devotees are protected, they don't get reactions, so they're not put into dangerous situations. If a dangerous situation comes, something happens, Krishna's teaching me something. Trying to teach me something. And the second reason the devotees don't have to fear danger is because if we're put into a dangerous situation because of others, we may be surrounded by sinful people. We're in the midst of a famine or an earthquake or a war. It's not meant for me, but Krishna will protect. One of my disciples, Champak Bali, just last night I finished the next chapter of the Daya, chapter 11, about my visit to Sarajevo. And this young girl, during the war in Bosnia, it's just amazing how Krishna protected that girl. She's a really sweet devotee. Very, very, very surrendered devotee. She's done a lot of devotional service in Sarajevo. I can see that Krishna protected her so she could do this nice service. When she was 7 years old, her next door neighbor, she's a Muslim. She was a Muslim, Hare Krishna, my disciple. She was a Muslim family, but her next door neighbor was a Serbian. She was walking by his door, and he pulled out a pistol at point blank range right here. And six bullets, every one of them missed her. The point blank range. Here. She went, Pita! And then when she was playing outside a couple days later, the Serbian army, they shelled Sarajevo in his RPGs, rocket propelled grenades. They landed in a street where she was playing with her friends and tore a huge gash in her head. Like this. And they took her to the hospital, and she went into a coma when they started stitching her because there was no anesthesia. They ran out of all these medical supplies halfway during the war. So she went into a coma for like 2 weeks or something. So she should have died, but both times, like I said, Krishna was protecting her. So the Lord assures his devotees, at least six times I found in Bhagavad Gita, Kuntiya pati janahi name bhakta panasiti. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are working under the protection of the divine energy. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paripushyate. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Partha naveha namutra vinashasta shvidyate. O son of Prita, transcendentalists engage in auspicious activities, do not meet with destruction, either in this world or the next. For one who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Sarva kamani api tadha kurvano mad vipashraya. Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee, under my reaches the eternal and imperishable abode of my grace. Chetasa sarva kamani mai sanyashamat para. And all activities just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And Machita Sarvadurgani, Matpashada Tarishasi. These are all very famous verses. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life. So it's assuring, isn't it? And the Shastra is full of so many practical examples, because sometimes it's said that example is higher than precept. So there's Maharaj Parikshit, there's the five Pandavas, there's Maharaj Ambarish, there's Prahlad Maharaj, and in this chapter there's Lord Shiva. Of course, one may conclude that if we desire
the mercy, protection, and love of the Lord, we must be of the caliber of those devotees. That's true, because protection, mercy, and love are given by the Lord in proportion to our surrender. All of them, as they surrender unto me, reward them accordingly. But at the same time, we understand that protection is afforded to neophyte devotees, because that prayer, where Lord Ram says, if one comes before me and says, from this day on, I am yours, I award protection, that's to encourage the new people to come forward. And of course, sarva dharma parichaya, that's not addressed to pure devotees. Give up all varieties of dharma and surrender to me. Hey, he's not speaking to the gopis. He's speaking to the souls that are not fully surrendered. So we do have that protection. And it's there for all of us in our devotional service to the Lord. But we have to be careful not to take that protection for granted. The Lord gives us that protection so that out of his love, and that we can serve his mission here in the material world. Just like sometimes a president, he may pardon a convicted killer with the understanding that he'll go out and be a useful citizen. So if we receive the Lord's love, his mercy, his protection, we should use it for doing the work of the Lord, and that's to bring his mercy to others. And if we do that, we don't have to fear. Just like here, I think on December, in a week or something, you're going to be starting your marathon. So this is a good time to take shelter of the Lord. Of course, here in London, there's not RPGs and bullets flying, but there's something perhaps even more dangerous. Because RPGs and bullets, they can end your life. But much more difficult to destroy is our illusion, our attraction to Maya. That remains with us birth after birth. Even death can't stop our material conditioning, our material desires, our independence from the Lord. Maya, illusion, our attraction. So that illusion is very strong in a place like London. What was that name of that yoga school they're starting? Prabhu Kolavecha. He's starting a yoga school.
Yoga in the City.
Yoga in the City. I thought, that's a nice name. Where did you get that? He said, well, there's another motto in London. Sex in the City?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's something. Like Sex in the City. It's some popular slogan. Whoa, watch out. That's the most dangerous thing. Because lust is for me, and love is for Krishna. So we're devotees. We want to love Krishna, so we want to be very careful. So the most dangerous situation is to forget Krishna. And this is an easy place to forget Krishna, London. But if you're serving the Lord's mission, he will protect you. And you can remember him at every step. To fear. So we should go out on this marathon full enthusiasm. Abhay Charan, fearless, having taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And in great enthusiasm, bring people here to the shelter of Vada Lananishwara's lotus feet. We have nothing to fear in that regard. So the marathon's a good chance to surrender and feel Krishna's protection. Sankirtan devotees, they have this unique experience. They go out in the material world, they get two realizations. They're always reminded about the temporary, miserable nature of this world, and they see Lord Chaitanya's mercy acting upon the conditioned soul, so they gain great faith. So Sankirtan is a very auspicious activity, and it's the month of Sankirtan coming up, the Christmas marathon, the Prabhupada marathon. As Jesus said, it's better to give than it is to receive. So go out fearlessly and preach Krishna consciousness during the month of December. Rantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai,
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai,
Jagannatha Bhagavadeva Ki
Jai,
Shri Shri Radhananishwara Ki
Jai,
Govindanandi
Ki
Jai, 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 J